Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, and our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for keeping America moving, and thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last hour was amazing. We'll see if we can outdo it this hour. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Have you heard about Operation MAGA?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, Operation MAGA, the Trump campaign, is fully underway with multiple events going on the same day in different parts of the country. For example, the Trump campaign announced that Donald Trump Jr. is going to come to a Make America Great Again event in Panama City Beach in Florida. Now, that event is scheduled for Thursday, October the 8th at 3:30 p.m. It'll be at the Holiday Inn Resort, Panama City Beach, out on the beach. Hopefully, it won't be raining too hard, they'll be able to do it. Also on that same day, on October the 8th, on Thursday, they'll be down in Naples, Florida, at the VFW Post 7721. Again, that's a post that's right on the water, too. And the Trump campaign has announced that the Make America Great event will have the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, the former attorney general of Florida, Pam Bondi, and Corey Lewandowski, who is a senior campaign advisor for the president. Now, that's on the 8th. Now, not to be outdone, out west, Vice President Pence is going to be out west on the 8th, and he's going to be in Boulder City, Nevada. Now, that'll be on the 8th as well. Doors open at 8 a.m. The doors close at 9:30. The event starts shortly thereafter, and the Vice President will be there. He will be talking about all sorts of things. It's a Make America Great Again rally. That's three rallies in one day, three different places, three different people doing it.
Yes, exactly right. And sooner than later, one would expect that President Trump will also be out there. He is the one irreplaceable factor, of course. But I'll bet you, Captain, even with its so-called surrogates out there to some degree, but, you know, pretty heavy-duty surrogates like the vice president, for example.
And his son,
exactly. I think you're still...
Because he'll have Kimberly with him.
Well, sure, that's right, Kimberly Guilfoyle, but there's still going to be a lot of enthusiasm, because remember, people understand why President Trump, would not be able to attend, at least at this juncture, but they are still very, very pro-Trumpism, and they're wishing the president the best, of course.
Now, the Supreme Court justices ripped a ruling forcing states to recognize same-sex marriages where they refused to hear the case that let a prior ruling stand in Kentucky. The case was brought forward by a Kentucky county clerk who I'm not sure if she's even in office anymore.
You know, I don't know for sure, but you're talking basically about Kim Davis,
yep.
Kentucky County Clerk. She would not give out marriage licenses to same-sex couples. So there was a suit that went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was a 5-4 decision back in 2015. Particular case now was not going to be heard by the Supreme Court at this time. Now, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito, they essentially agreed with the notion that they would not, that the whole court would not hear this case, basically, because the scope of it wasn't enough to answer all the questions they might have. They still think it was a bad decision, so at some point we may see it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Insurance is required to all of it, and all you got is let them worry about that. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance. Now remember, a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, are you ready?
Auto Glass America.
How about that one?
Yeah.
All righty, good. That's a good code sound. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, yeah. All right, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, now, let's go back to what we were talking about here, because the biggest topic in a vice presidential debate that's coming up is not going to have anything to do with politics or policy. It's going to have to do with coronavirus.
Well, sure. Yeah, that has become the front and center topic. The Democrats will no doubt try to coordinate on that. Well, they already have been, but certainly in the vice presidential debate. And so whatever happens, watch for Kamala Harris to try to steer everything back to COVID. Now, I think early on they thought that they would go after President Trump on COVID. Now, that being said, you know, President Trump did a lot of things about COVID, a lot of things Joe Biden didn't agree with early on, by the way. And then when Biden would come out and talk about things that the president should do, he pretty much had already done them, or that was already in the mix, basically. So they're trying to revisit that now, because they know if people are thinking about the economy and reopening, then that's advantage Trump. But they will try to get after the president on this. But I think they're going to run into a wall, Captain. President Trump, I think, is going to be perceived by the American people now as somebody who's had COVID, who's come through it, and is still literally leading the charge.
Well, here's the deal. When President Trump and First Lady Melania tested positive for COVID, Democrats were gloating and hoping for the worst. Now, they thought that the first thing it said was sick or maybe dying. Trump would be unable to campaign down the home stretch and hand a victory to the basement dweller, Joe Biden. But what did former President Obama call this? Do you remember?
What was that?
A teachable moment.
Oh, the teachable moment.
But it's not the lesson that Democrats hope for, because Donald Trump is not your average cat. I have known about Donald Trump for years. Again, I was a firefighter in New York City for the tail end of my career, fire rescue captain, as well as a fire rescue New York State instructor on assignment to the Fire Department of New York. And I know, I used to hear when it came to Donald Trump, that he was relentless. He never gave up. He always found a way to come out on top. He'd filed bankruptcy a couple times, but he came back stronger each time that he came back from the bankruptcies. And there you go. Now, he's kind of like an escape artist, because he's adept at turning lemons into lemonade. And just when you think he's lost, he comes roaring back to life. And finally, Trump is like a human tornado. I have never, except for myself, seen anyone that has the superhuman energy and willpower that he does. He makes things happen through the force of his own personality that seem unimaginable, and that's one of the traits that I have, but not as much as him. Now, that is what we understand and what we in New York called Trump rules.
Trump rules. Well, right, and again, you know, he is portraying, Captain, certainly, that he has stamina, that he has the ability to handle literally multiple things. I mean, after all, it is 2020. I can't imagine, and I don't say this with any sort of meanness, but I can't imagine Joe Biden having all these things just coming at him every single day.
He couldn't stand it.
Yeah, how is he going to handle that? Because we don't get breaks in the real world. I mean, President Trump went to the hospital, but all he did was, well, from what we hear, is work, you know, in the midst of treatment, didn't really want to sleep a lot, didn't want to do a lot of things, you know, and wanted to get back to the White House, basically.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden seems to present a different sort of thing on that.
Correct. And the thing of it is, folks, is that don't count this guy out. I'm telling you, you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to what Donald Trump is about to do. And Operation MAGA, Make America Great Again, is going to be part of what's going on here. And again, don't believe these poll numbers. They're trying to get you to discourage you and say, oh, boo, it's going to be so bad, we're going to lose. This is exactly where Hillary Clinton was at the same time 4 years ago. And by the way, the other thing is, I explained to everybody last night, did I not, Kyle, about the way these polls work?
That's right, and they're subscription polls in many cases. Yeah,
right.
That's right.
You got to be a member to do it, and you're going to get the same results. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James from Clearwater.
Yes, sir.
Got a quick brief statement on the Pence debate, and I think that they're really going to hammer them hard on the LGBT. But that being out there in the side, I got a great scenario here that I think might be interesting to play out. They need in Portland to send out 20 psychologists, sociologists, whatever, to go between Antifa and the cops. And one or two things are going to happen. Either one, they're going to be used for batting practice, if you know what I mean. The other thing is that Soros could continue to pay these guys, or even more, to stand down. And then everybody say, oh, how wonderful this new tactic works. But either way, the police will win by not having Molotov cocktails thrown at them anymore. What do you think? Yeah, I'd like to hear your answer, too.
All right, we'll answer it for you. Thank you, James. I don't know. I don't buy anything that these people are going to do. I know they're trying to do bait and switches and that sort of thing, but we have a psyops operation underway right now with the Democratic Party, big time. If you know anything about psyops, I'm watching it, I'm seeing it, and they're trying to get you to buy their lie.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Yeah, and again, this whole notion, it's almost as if they're making these suggestions, let's say, about, you know, bringing in the social workers or these kinds of things, and it sounds great on paper, you know, or, you know, at the very least, but it's not a real world application, and they know that, but they have simply glommed onto that kind of thing because they're trying to get behind the let's defund the police, and because, by the way, Captain, we're seeing how hard it will be to reconstitute a police force once the officers either leave or they're driven out or it's defunded. You don't just, because you need to have, you know, the new crop of recruits basically coming out of the academy. They still need to be, you know, trained by the older officers who can show them what's going on. And so you can't just take a bunch of people and say, you're now the new police force. It just doesn't work like that. And once you break down that system, you can't get it back very easily.
Now, there's a big problem. We talked about it yesterday, but it got even bigger yesterday in North Carolina with the Democratic senatorial candidate, Cal Cunningham. He had to back out of a town hall as another cheating allegation surfaced about him. Quite the gigolo, I guess. And his campaign is in utter and complete shambles right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, if you're a politician, you're going out asking people to trust you, and if you can't be trusted, I mean, that is, and it's all on display for everybody to see, it pretty much ruins anything that you say about anything at that point. So I think, yeah, he's pulled out of this at town hall, basically.
Now, do you remember the Dallas hair salon owner that was chastised for ignoring the COVID lockdown orders?
Yes, I believe so.
And she turned around and ran for the Texas State Senate.
Mm-hmm.
She's now engaged in a runoff for the text for the seat.
Yeah, that's what we hear. So I mean, this is really pretty interesting. You know, what a turnaround that is in terms of where she probably thought her life was going. But this came out, and her reaction was what it was, and now she's on a completely different path. And who knows?
Yeah, and who knows is right, because I think she's got her hair shop open again after all the pressure that was put amongst the people there. I don't know who it was. I don't think it was a district attorney, but whoever it was that threatened to shut her down and keep her shut down and all that sort of stuff, and had a big fine and all that, and some people put together a GoFundMe page for her, and I want to say that she got a couple $100,000 or more out of that, which is where she got her campaign funds to run for the Texas State Senate.
Very cool.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, we're coming back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and what's going on with the coronavirus stimulus relief deal? Well, I'll tell you. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Val Dior. President Trump out of the hospital and back in the White House after a three-day stay at Walter Reed.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's considered in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, shot Monday. A five-year veteran did not survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I know that many of you who are suffering from pain and other different problems that you got out there, and you're trying to do the best you can with what you got, and I get it. I understand that. But here's the deal. We all know that a lot of people are in pain, and we all know people that we can help by getting them out of pain. Now, I'm one of those people that has a problem. I've had it for a number of years. It comes from my injuries that I received years ago in the choir service at the World Trade Center. And my ankle gets swollen for just no reason at all, just because it does. And then my leg will get swollen up too. And I have to either sit down, stop, take a break, whatever. Or I take a package of Relief Factor. And in about 2 hours or less, it's back down, the swelling sound, the throbbing, the pain, and all that's out of it. So it works for me. Now, if you're suffering from any type of pain at all, general pain, back pain, neck pain, whatever it might happen to be, try the Relief Factor. Try this 100% drug-free product and see if it'll work for you like it does for me. Now, I take it sometimes a couple times a day. I've actually taken it sometimes 3 times a day when I've been on my feet at an event where I couldn't get off it, and that's when it really kills me, but it is what it is. But the fact of the matter is, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website to try the 3-week quick start that only costs $19.95. And if it works for you, you know it's going to be a great help. And if it doesn't, you know it's not. You're only out $20. Now, for the people that have tried it And there's a number of people, thousands of you off the show here, that have bought that. It works, and we just go along with that. Now, Al uses it. I know Ian's used it before, and many other people. Those are the ones that come to mind right away that have talked about it before. So relieffactor.com/captain, the three-week quick start, 1995. All right, Kyle, good morning, and welcome back again.
Good morning, Captain. Yes.
Now, the coronavirus stimulus relief deal remains elusive, but Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin are still talking, and that's a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing, and certainly as we continue to get closer to the election, the critical mass feature of this, you know, continues to grow, and one would think and hope, Captain, that Nancy Pelosi will eventually get the message, but if they continue to hold out for politics, the fact that we are getting closer to the election, I think, will have a very detrimental effect, let's say, on the Democrats. It's incredibly front and center about what's happening with COVID-19 because of the president's battling this. But it just really brings home the very fact that a lot of people are still shut down because of the coronavirus. So we have to get them the help they need.
Right. And journalists continue to attack the president on a regular basis. And nobody's holding them accountable, especially for the fake news that's out there, unless we find it and then we reveal it's fake and why it's fake. For example, the headline that's right here with the Associated Press that says Trump, quote, still infectious, back at White House without mask. That is an outright lie.
Well, sure, because he's not coming out of the hospital if he can infect people.
That's
the whole
right.
point of coming out of the hospital.
That's
yeah.
right. And the mask has nothing to do with it. When he was standing outside on the upper balcony doing a video where they said, oh, he comes back without a mask. Gee whiz, these people, they really got to go find a hobby or something.
Right. Well, but again, it's anything. If President Trump stayed in the hospital another couple of days, it would be some other thing that they
yeah, did. And I forgot to say this earlier. Joe Biden yesterday, folks, it was hilarious. You probably didn't even notice this, but Joe Biden grabbed a hold of Joe and pulled him back from a gaggle of reporters that were asking him questions because he was too close to the reporters.
Well, it's good that she's there to sort of be, you know, his helper, I suppose, in terms of making sure that, he's looking the right way, I guess, at the...
She's the one that's doping him up so he can keep moving, because he's a frail individual. You can tell it by the way he walks, by the way he carries himself. You can tell that he's frail.
Well, he really is. And again, this is a very serious thing. It's absolutely, because Joe Biden is out there, and wherever he goes, he will also be to some degree or another at risk, for this. And God forbid he gets the coronavirus. We hope he doesn't. But I would be very worried about him if he did, because he is presenting as being so frail.
Now, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, since we talked last, has tested positive. She's got an 8-month-old baby, and I saw her on Sean Hannity last night, and she said that she has no symptoms. She's feeling fine, but, of course, there was concern for her, and, of course, our thoughts and prayers go along with her, because she is a Tampa girl, amongst other things.
Well, that's very true. It's very true. And also, again, you mentioned earlier, too, Captain, about the First Lady. Well, she's 50 years old, and she has a different experience, I'm sure, with the coronavirus. Kayleigh McEnany isn't showing any symptoms and may not show symptoms. We just don't know yet. But
yeah.
This virus affects different people at different stages of life and different other factors that are involved. And that's why we have to really be able to treat this as it comes, and there's not one size fits all.
Now, the president said he intends to participate in the October 15th presidential debate, so Joe Biden says, well, as long as it's safe, I'll be there.
Yeah, that's what he says, but you watch a leader, he'll be in a plexiglass phone booth or something.
Well, they're talking about that. They're talking about that, and they're talking about doing that at the vice presidential debate.
They are tied, that's right, having plexiglass shields. And, of course, the next thing you know, we'll get in the way back machine, Captain. Remember the cone of silence from Get Smart?
Something like that. I'll be honest with the audience right now. I'm sitting in my studio where I've got plexiglass between me and any guests I might happen to have. Plus, there's two separated mic positions in front of me for two different guests I can have in here with a plexiglass between me and them.
Well, right, because it's only reasonable at this point. I think that President Trump is going to move heaven and earth if he can. And usually he does in order to get done what he needs to get
done. Now, a titan, a giant of the software world, tech titan John McAfee, just got himself indicted for, of all things, tax invasion. Remember, you know who McAfee is, right?
That's right, yeah. He started the McAfee antivirus software, basically. Yeah.
Yep, worth billions of dollars. He just got indicted for tax evasion.
He did, and if that comes to fruition, if he is convicted of that, he could face up to 5 years in prison. And he was actually arrested back in 2012 in Guatemala because he illegally crossed the border from Belize into Guatemala looking for asylum.
Now, it's full speed ahead on the SCOTUS nominee for October the 12th, Amy Coney Barrett, to full speed ahead. Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham have said that things will move on. There'll be a vote by the end of the month, if not sooner, and she'll be confirmed as the next justice of the Supreme Court.
We anticipate that will happen.
The Democrats won't cooperate.
Well, of course not. And for some reason, they think that you can't have a virtual hearing for anything.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tell that to Nancy Pelosi, because she did that for Congress.
Well, sure. But again, you know, if the Democrats are trying to get a Supreme Court justice confirmed, it would be just fine. They'd use tin cans and string if they had to.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, and you know, with everything that's going on here, you just have to sit back and wonder why, of all things, stonewalling is coming from Dr. Fauci, because a federal judge ordered the Department of Health and Human Services to begin producing communications and other records between the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci and Deputy Director H. Clifford Lane about the World Health Organization and the coronavirus. There seems to be something going on there, and Judicial Watch is going after these emails that are in there, and so far they haven't got them.
No, but one would think that they're going to eventually. But there's a story to tell in there, evidently, and it may be something that would be very surprising and shocking. You know, we can anticipate.
All right, and I'm going to try to grab a caller here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Frank from Clearwater.
Okay, Frank, you got about 30 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, good. On Saturday, I was listening to the Fox News channel, and they broke in with a breaking news story that said that they just got released some new papers on the Hillary, Brenner, Obama, and Biden paper for the
Okay, well, you're going to get cut off by the computer, but I'll try to address that. Thank you very much. Computer, cut him off. Kyle, you hang on, because you're going to get cut off. There we go. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot or Flying J truck stops nearest you. Now, Pilot has what's called the Travel Center, and they've got some really great stuff in there. You can find a McDonald's in there. You could find a Wendy's in there. You could find a full-service Dairy Queen and all the stuff that they have to offer. Or you could find the Flying J with the sit-down restaurants and all the great things that they have to offer. But either way, become a member of the Drivers Club. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get a free cup of coffee. There you go, Pilot or Flying J. And here we go for this hour. We're going to get on the old bell bottoms, and away we go.
Thank you.
that's when dancing was fun. We used to go and hang out at a place, Erie Boulevard. I can't remember the name of the place, but I can remember seeing it and where it was located. Erie Boulevard and Thompson Road, right there in the corner in Syracuse. And boy, what a ball we had there, meeting the girls and dancing and all that sort of stuff. It was fun. And Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this before I go totally nostalgic on us, but I want to give the weather statement here and then turn you loose. While mainly tranquil weather will prevail for much of the country through the rest of today, critical fire weather conditions are forecast from the Rockies into the plains. Now, elsewhere, periods of heavy rainfall are expected for parts of Florida. We do have two tropical systems in the Gulf. One of them is a hurricane, and it's intensifying as we speak. Now, the tropics have become more active, and impacts along portions of the Gulf Coast are definitely going to happen between now and the weekend. So what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, right now we're looking at some air quality alerts, of course, but we're looking forward to perhaps some real changes as we get to the end of the week into Friday. This for the Pacific Northwest, parts of northern and maybe even central California, getting some much-needed rain and cooler temperatures, of course, to help firefighters get the upper hand on a lot of these ongoing fires. Also, and this may be in the offing, it might get cold enough to get some snow in high elevations of the Cascades,
yep.
Also the Northern Rockies as well. So we're looking forward to that. But for right now, of course, we still have air quality alerts in the I-25 corridor, Denver, Colorado, up through Cheyenne, Wyoming, across I-80 to Laramie, also in southern Oregon. And again, that may change as we get towards the end of the week. And central California, air quality alerts there. Still hot in the southwest with Phoenix at 101 degrees.
Well, a lot of the middle west part of the country's got some windy conditions that just popped up here in the last hour. North Dakota, pretty much across the northern part of North Dakota on the Canadian border, you've got 25 to 35 mile an hour winds up there. Western part of Nebraska, same thing. Going down to the Metroplex of Dallas, it looks like you've got a stagnant air quality alert down there, as well as south of San Antonio headed towards Laredo. And you got some patchy areas of fog right now going up I-95 from Virginia to Maryland to Delaware and into New Jersey. And over in the east coast of Florida, we've got some rain from about St. Augustine up to Brunswick, Georgia, as well as the Keys tonight. A lot of rain there. Now, Kyle, we have got us a hurricane out there. It's called Hurricane Delta, and it is intensifying as we speak. It dropped 30 megabars yesterday down to 974. 85-mile-an-hour sustained winds. It is definitely intensifying. Hurricane hunters are flying in and out of it here in just about an hour or so. We should have a better idea what's going on. Now, this storm, unfortunately, looks like it's going to brush the Yucatan, might catch up to Gamma, which has been a big rainmaker, bring all that rain along with it, as well as the surge that's going to come with it, and come anywhere from the western part of Louisiana all the way over into, Navarre, maybe even Mariana, Florida, it looks like right here, with New Orleans being the center of the bullseye.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And again, we just caution everybody to listen to your local authorities. If you're told to evacuate or take any kinds of precautions, please do so and be ready because, again, the winds are there, but the rain also is just going to be the real major factor in this, we think.
All righty, and tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I'm sure we're going to be just as busy tomorrow night because the news just isn't stopping, so you have yourself a great night.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And I'll tell you, Delta, Hurricane Delta, is forecast to approach the northern Gulf Coast later this week as a hurricane, Category 2, maybe a little bit stronger, maybe, okay? And while there's a large uncertainty in the exact track right now in the intensity forecast, there is the increasingly high risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and rainfall hazards along the coast from Louisiana all the way to western Florida and the Panhandle beginning Thursday night or Friday. So, you folks up there, Panama City West, west, Pensacola, Mobile, over there into Biloxi, and over towards New Orleans. Our listeners over there, pay attention. This could be coming your direction. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a caller with a question about Hillary Clinton. They had heard about, somewhere over the weekend, they'd heard somebody talking about the papers that were just disclosed where Hillary Clinton was revealed as the, I want to call her the person who gave the orders, if you will, for the investigation and some of the shady tricks going on with Carter Page. He wanted to know if there was going to be any repercussions over that with Hillary. Now we know about that, and my thought is probably not.
Well, somebody concocted the plan, and we don't know who the plot or the planners were. I have a guess, but it's an educated guess, but I can't prove it. And Hillary approved the plot.
Yep.
And she is the one that said, let's roll with it. Now, will there be a consequence? Well, she's one of the players. So I would argue that, you know, all eyes right now are on John Durham. That's really where we are.
That's right.
And, you know, the plot itself may not have necessarily been illegal. But the activities inside the plot, you know, that when they hired the subsource, who was a Russian spy.
Yep.
And, you know, having somebody hide exculpatory evidence and those kinds of things. So there are certain things inside this whole orbit that would have been illegal. And I believe that, you know, whoever committed those illegalities would have a consequence. But Hillary, I don't think, did any of that. She's too good at that kind of stuff. She just kind of orders everybody else to do it, and they take the fall.
And she insulates herself very well.
Well, it's, you know, mm-hmm. She's been at it since going all the way back to Arkansas.
Yep. And we know how what happened on the way to Arkansas to Washington, don't we?
Yeah, at least.
All right. Well, we are going to be coming up on our break for the top of the hour news. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and I will be talking after the top of the hour news. Here comes the music in my ear right now. And I will tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk about the president. And we're going to talk about what he looks forward to doing with Operation MAGA, which is going on starting Thursday, October the 8th, with three major rallies with Trump surrogates across the country. Two of them are in Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.